This is Brian. Call me the missing ceaseless roar gardener, coming to you from the servants' quarters at Ramble On Towers in scenic Hesper, Ontario. And you are listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 71. Ramble On Radio is the only dedicated podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to rambleonradio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news and any links I might mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. If you're at iTunes, leave a little review. It helps. Listen on Spreaker, and be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. It helps. And check out Ramble On Radio on YouTube, where most, but not all, of these podcasts are getting posted as videos. Like last one didn't get posted. This one, we're trying some. I still haven't found a good system for recording myself, and it overwhelms my computer when I do both at the same time. I can't stand the time involved using a video editing software, so I'm trying different things, and today I'm doing it on my iPad. I don't know how it's going. I don't know if there's enough memory to do this, to be honest. And I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know if it's going to work. But I still haven't found a good solution to this, other than getting a camera and setting up a tripod, and that's money I really don't want to spend. I hope you understand that. It's because I'm cheap. Anyway, so check out Ramble On Radio on YouTube. Right, follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. I do try to reply. I do try to talk to people on Facebook and Twitter. Google Plus, not so much. And that's just, hey, because I only have so much time. I only do. Okay, so the intro. Robert Plant's new album, Lullaby and ... The Ceaseless Roar, was released this week, this very day yesterday. Actually, this very yesterday it was released. And so we heard a little touch of Rainbow from it. Then we heard a little touch of a piece called I Have No Idea. And I don't mean that funny. Scotosomy, I'm going to say. It's from The Sporting Life by Diamanda Galas with John Paul Jones. It was released 20 years ago last Saturday, this very last Saturday. And it's kind of a... So we had Robert doing the Rainbow. Then we had Diamanda Galas doing kind of a throatal guttural... And we'll talk about both, but it was just meant to be a, you know, compare and contrast. I was kind of remember, I hadn't listened to The Sporting Life in a little while. I listened to it a couple of weeks ago, and then, so I was trying to remember, I was hoping that would fall together a little sweeter than it did, but I don't think it worked out horrible. Then I finished it off with A Touch of Poor Howard, and I don't know why I picked that one, other than I did. I kind of like that song. It's derived from Lead Belly song, Poor Howard. Poor P-O apostrophe Howard. But other than that, just to throw in to finish it off. That's all that was. So, and we will get to those two albums. Now, this could be a short podcast. And having said that, usually when I say that, it goes long. And when I say, oh, this could be a long one, I'm thinking this is going to be a long one. Ooh, it runs short. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm going to try really hard. I don't like the album. I don't like Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. Let's be upfront about it. I think crap comes to mind. Literally crap comes to mind to me. And I'm tired of this Robert Plant shtick, and I'm tired of Robert Plant promoting himself as some brave warrior in the music wars or whatever it is he's trying to make himself out to be. The truth is, this is a decent set of songs by a very good band and a mediocre singer. That's the truth. He is the weak link in that band. And that's shame. That's a shame, and that's shameful. Really, it's not. It's barely singing what he's doing. But anyway, I'm not even there yet. But let's. So listen, if you love this album and you're sick and tired of people talking bad about it, yeah, maybe this is a skip episode. But I am going to try not to... Here's the thing. I'm a little nervous about doing this episode because I don't want to sit here and badmouth it all day. But I might just go off, as I almost just did a second ago. I might just go off on a complete and utter rant. And I don't want to. So I'm a little nervous, but I almost don't want to do this one. Didn't do an episode last week, by the way. I think in part because of this issue. But also, I wanted to give it a little extra listen, and I knew I had to talk about it. But I also, truth be told, last week, the Labor Day was in there, the Monday, the holiday, and I actually kind of, like Friday night was going, I guess I got to record a podcast, and then wait a minute, it's friggin' Friday night, I've missed. I got thrown off by the day off in there. So, that's, you know what, I went for a run in the day off. We were away for the bit of the weekend, didn't get home until Sunday evening. Went for a run on the Monday. So I go for a run every Sunday morning. So I did my long run on Monday instead of Sunday. And then Monday being off. So it was all just, it got thrown off. But, so that's what happened there, by the way. And I was going to talk about this album. I'm glad I gave it an extra week to talk about it because I've had a chance to listen to it two or three more times. And yes, I don't like it. I still don't like it. And I'll get there. No, let's just talk about it now. So I was in the car yesterday, right? And I threw it on. I carpool with some people. And last week, the last couple of times, one of the guys likes country music, and I can't stand country music. I, however, like opera. The NASCAR fan doesn't like the opera. Go figure. So he plays country music, I play opera. That's the way it works. Don't play country music if you don't want to hear the opera. So three or four times he's played country. And we get the car, and on goes the opera. On goes Die Fledermaus. And he goes, you did this because this guy played country music. Yeah, he said, I only played it once. He says, no, you didn't. You played it three or four times. And I don't care. I'm only playing this once. So enjoyed Die Fledermaus on the way to and from work. And yesterday I got in, and I put on the Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. Plugged in my iPod, and played it. And that third song, but Puck Full of Gold, and he says, can you put the opera back on? And by the way, I didn't get past Embrace Another File. And it was four songs in, I'm tired of this. I can't listen to this. I think it's awful. Other than moments, right? I like Somebody's There. I like Pocket Full of Gold. Or I like Rainbow. I like Somebody's There. I like Poor Howard. That's it. The rest is just terrible. It's the worst of the Band of Joy, which was not a good album other than three or four songs. And it has nothing of the quality of Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. And it has nothing that has that kind of depth to it. I just really, really, really don't like it. And so he did an interview about 2 weeks ago, and he says, well, Jimmy should just release anything. Just get out there and make some music, any music. Who cares what it is? And, you know, so I'm listening to this thinking, thanks, Robert, thanks. I spent $40, $40 fucking, here I go, $40 on an album I'm never even going to open. So you could just make any old music. Yeah, any old crap will do. Thanks, Jimmy. Stay home if you're just going to make crap. Everybody wants Jimmy to get out and do something, anything. Why? Why? Why is it okay for Robert to do whatever Robert wants to do and charge you $40 for the privilege or $200 for the concert ticket? But it's not okay for Jimmy to do whatever Jimmy wants to do, which is work on the Zeppelin stuff and stay home. Screw it. He doesn't want to do music. I don't want him to do lousy music. I don't want him to do crap. I don't want him to do any old crap. I don't want Robert Plant doing any old crap. I don't want to listen to bands in which Robert Plant, the guy I've admired for years and years and years, is the weak link. I don't want that in life. End of rant. That's it. Okay, that's as bad as it's going to go. I'm really tired of the attitude around this guy, the attitude of his fans, how I'm supposed to shut up if I don't like it. And how you know, I've sunk a fortune into this guy's career. And this is the fifth crap album in a row. And this is the worst of the bunch. So, by the way, Robert Plant's people, if you're listening, I don't want the interview. If you're listening here thinking, Monday he'll get an interview, you don't want me to get the interview with Robert Plant anymore. That's past. I have no interest because I won't be able to control myself and it does nobody any good. So there you go. And thank God they didn't send me a free copy, because I'd be sitting here feeling like I have to hedge a bit. Oh, they were nice to me. I have to hedge. Whereas what I'm really talking about is my $40, my money out of my pocket. So I'm a lot, you know, it's perfectly legit for me to say, this sucks. Anyway, here's the album. We've probably done this before, but it is Little Maggie, Rainbow, Pocket Full of Golden, Embrace Another Fall, Turn It Up, A Stolen Kiss, Somebody There, Poor Howard, House of Love, Up on the Hollow Hill, Arbor Den. A couple of comments about it. Rainbow, I like a lot. Rainbow is, now it's not, like I say, it doesn't have the depth of Satan. Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down, it's not necessarily my favorite album, a song off Band of Joy. I do think Angel Dance is a favorite song, but I have a tendency towards the poppy stuff, towards the hummable melodies and stuff. But Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down's got something going on. It's a deeper, more interesting song, right? It's No Quarter versus the Ocean, you know, which is, I probably would take the ocean in a, you know, gun to my head poll. But I understand that No Quarter's a greater piece of work. So same thing. I think Satan, Your Kingdom Comes Down is the greater piece of work. But I would prefer, just to sit and listen, I prefer Angel Dance. And I would take Rainbow over both, over Angel Dance. Matter of fact, I have deleted Angel Dance from my running set list and put Rainbow in. Mostly because I move stuff in and out. And it was time for that one to come out. But I do quite like that one. Stolen Kiss. Everybody's talking about Stolen Kiss. They love Stolen Kiss. Stolen Kiss is a beautiful little piano ballad. Stolen Kiss is a very lovely piano ballad. Poorly sung, in my opinion. I don't like it. It does nothing for me. Let's put it another way. It does nothing for me. I don't hate it. It's not. It's not Embrace Another Fall and Pocket Full of Golden and Embrace Another Fall to Turn It Up, in which Robert Plant barely sings anything. It is not that. It is it's certainly different for Plant. I'll give it that, and that's a nice thing to hear. But it's not something I quite liked. But a lot of other people do. So if you're going for that album, that may be a song you like. Somebody There. When I first heard the snippet of Somebody There way back when, I said, I think this is a bit of a pop song. And I think it's something there I'm going to like. I do like that song. It's a good song. And it is a bit poppy. But a little less so than I thought. And Poor Howard I quite like. Poor Howard reminds me of Poor Tom, which is interesting. Just because the titles are similar, but it's got that same kind of drum, back and forth between the drums and the voice. I wonder if Poor Tom was, is this derived from the Lead Belly song? I wonder if Poor Tom was kind of thought of as derived from the Lead Belly song, Poor Howard. I wonder, because I do find there's a similarity there, just in that back and forth between the drum and the voice. Maybe that would have made an interesting intro. Beyond that, House of Love, I'm iffy on, but I don't mind. And I don't like any of the rest of it at all. And stuff like Little Maggie and Pocket Full of Gold has not grown on me. On the opposite, it's gone down, in my opinion. I didn't mind Pocket Full of Gold in the first couple of listens. I'm bored to tears of it now. And Little Maggie is one that we heard early on, and I just kind of thought, oh, one of these songs. But you hoped with a title called Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, you hoped, okay, so Little Maggie, we'll call that a lullaby, and there's going to be a ceaseless roar in there somewhere, and the ceaseless roar never really shows up. And, well, the ceaseless roar is the fans raging about, ceaseless roar never shows up. That's all. And just in case, don't email me, say, well, you know what, you have to see him live. I watched the iTunes Festival. I made it. 6 and a half songs in. By the time he got to No Quarter, I was done with it. Why is it okay for him to butcher John Paul Jones's song like that? He does it with Black Dog. Black Dog is John Paul Jones brought to the band as a lick. And he throws out everything. It sounds nothing like Black Dog. There's nothing except the words of this. Not even the melody. The words are the same. That's it. If Jimmy Page was doing a tour and he played Black Dog, note for note, the album, but completely different words, completely different. Would we still call it Black Dog? Would we all think that's okay? And the same goes for No Quarter. He completely hacked that around. And then it's just, oh yeah, well, I know it's John Paul Jones' song, but now I'm going to do this. Tired of the Robert Plant machine. But anyway, he was at the iTunes Festival. It was live at the Roundhouse in London. They do this for a month and broadcast on iTunes. And it's still up. If you go to iTunes, I don't know where the link would be, but if you do a search for it, you'll find it. I have Apple TV, and the iTunes Festival is part of the Apple TV. It just comes up automatic. So I just sat and watched it on my TV when I got home from work. And here's what he played anyway. Turn It Up, Thank You, Spoonful, Black Dog. I didn't get the end of Thank You, by the way. He changed that up completely, and I was going, what is this? Because it sure as hell is Led Zeppelin. Thank You. Spoonful, Black Dog, Rainbow, Going to California, No Quarter, Pocket Full of Golden, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, Fixin' to Die Blues, Whole Lot of Love, and Little Maggie. And I say, I got five songs into it, and I said to myself, thank God I didn't spend $200 to see this guy in concert. I think I would be selling the tickets right now. I know, you're Led Zeppelin fans. You're coming here to listen to nice things about Led Zeppelin, and I'm so off Robert Plant right now. I'm so done with it, with the cult of Robert Plant, with him. So, but my pal Dave Lewis was at the show. My pal Dave Lewis never has anything to say about any of these guys, and my pal Dave Lewis loved the show. So go to TBL, no, not TBLweb.com, typeoutloose.co.uk, I think. Google Type Out Loose. Dave was there. Dave has got pictures. Dave has got all sorts of good stuff going on with regards to this particular show. And he will... let's call it a more positive spin. Both the album. It's a positive spin. I'm sorry, people. I don't want to be this guy. You know? Yeah. And I have more snippy lines in the back of my head. And I just have to... I was going to mention this first, but I'll just jump to it, and then we'll jump off to Diamond of Gallus. Diamanda Gallus, I think is how it's pronounced. Anyway, yesterday, an interview, this very yesterday, an interview with Jimmy Page turned up. You think Jimmy Page is trying to steal Robert Plant's thunder? This interview from ITV in 1963 suddenly turns up on the day Robert Plant's album's released? I don't think so either. Hey, by the way, LedZeppelin.com. I'm going to snip at Robert Plant again. You know, Robert Plant's all in the, I'm not a Led Zeppelin guy. Let's not talk about Led Zeppelin, he said in the last interview. LedZeppelin.com, of course, sends out a press release saying Robert Plant's album is now available. So he's not afraid to use the Led Zeppelin name to sell his albums. But that's, you know, Jesus. So anyway, this interview turns up with Jimmy Page. It's from June 1963, the month before I was born. He's already a session musician at this stage. And they talk basically about him doing session work. And it's about a three-minute interview. It's on ITV. And that's he's a handsome young man. He's very young, probably about 18. And when was he born? 48? I don't have it off the top of my head. Can't even 48, can it? Let's Google-ate it. Let's Google-ate it. P-A-G-E Page. Jimmy Page, call me Jimmy. 44. So yeah, okay, so 63 is 19. That makes more sense to me. It's just an interesting little interview. It's a piece of history, and it's quite nice. And if you go to RambleOnRadio.com, I have posted the interview. All right, so 20 years ago this very week, this very last Saturday, John Paul Jones was involved in an album release. The singer, and I'm guessing how this is actually pronounced, Diamanda Gallus, She's an American. Here's what YouTube or Wikipedia says about her. She's an American avant-garde composer, vocalist, pianist, organist, performance artist, and painter. She's been described as capable of the most unnerving vocal terror with her nearly 5.5 octave vocal range. Her works largely concentrate... No, don't say it. Don't. No, I'm not going to make the Robert Plant comparison right now. Her works largely concentrate on the topics of AIDS, mental illness, despair, injustice, condemnation, and loss of dignity. So she did an album called The Sporting Life. It is listed as Diamanda Galas with John Paul Jones. It is... What are you going to say about it? It is not... not going to be the taste of your average Led Zeppelin fan. Well, you heard a bit in the intro. That's the opening track, very Yoko Ono-ish. She has a bit of a Yoko Ono thing going on sometimes. And that's what I was thinking was in that intro. So maybe it's the next song or something, or maybe it's later in that song that she goes into the... And I thought it would make a nice companion with Robert Plant's, but I didn't want to spend forever listening for it. It is all, and a bit all over the place. There's a couple of songs that are actually all right. And I couldn't tell you which ones they are offhand. I think The Sporting Life was one. Devil's Rodeo, maybe. Dark End of the Street, maybe. One of them has absolutely that John Paul Jones late bass sound. You know, the Achilles Last Sand sound? And he uses a specific bass, and I forget who made it. But it kind of growls, right? He's got this growly bass sound later in Zeppelin. And that comes out in one or two songs. And there's one or two are good, solid, rocking songs. Maybe three. And then there's a couple that are just kind of out there. And then there's stuff in the middle. It is not a recommended buy from this blog, from this podcast. I'm not doing that. I'm not recommending you buy things today. But if you're not fan enough, it's probably worth a one-off listen. You definitely hear the John Paul Jones in there, the influence. Considering the type of music it is, for instance, with the Minibus Pimps, when that album, you really couldn't, oh, where's John Paul Jones in the mix? You know, who can tell what he's doing, right? It's so avant-garde that there's no kind of flavor of John Paul Jones. It comes out in this, in The Sporting Life. It comes out at times. It's not for everybody, you know, but I think it's an interesting, with all the complaining, myself included, about the Robert Plant album, and a lot of people seem to think what the complaints mean is he should be doing Led Zeppelin, he should be doing something like Led Zeppelin, he should be sticking to what he does, and I don't agree with that. And the evidence in that is John Paul Jones can do whatever John Paul Jones wants. And nobody really says anything. But I think the reason is because John Paul Jones doesn't try to kind of make comparisons to that. He doesn't go after the Led Zeppelin comparison. He doesn't, these guys toured, right? John Paul Jones toured with her on this album. And they didn't play any Led Zeppelin music. And at some point, there's a report of, you know, fans would be yelling out for songs. And somebody yelled out Days of Confused or something. And Ms. Galas kind of offered a place where that person could go and a way in which they could go there. As a response, they weren't going to do it. And they were fairly clear up front. And Jones has done a really good job of distancing these projects from Led Zeppelin. And I guess to the point, and I don't know how exactly or what he's doing different, but he's done a nice job of distancing these projects from Led Zeppelin. And Plant has done a terrible job of managing that, I think. Unless, by the way, your objective is to put more butts in the seats. Unless, you know, if John Paul Jones was disappointed that only 300 people were showing up at the gigs with Diamanda Galas or whatever was showing up, then he did a lousy job of it, because you can turn that into something else. So it depends on your objective, right? If you're trying to get away from it and you don't want those, you know, people in the audience yelling for Led Zeppelin songs. John Paul Jones has done a really nice job of distancing, without distancing himself from Led Zeppelin, he's distanced a lot of his work from Led Zeppelin's work. He's managed to make these two little piles of work. This is what I did in Led Zeppelin. And possibly because when Led Zeppelin comes up, he's quite proud of it. He talks highly of it, and then he moves on. He doesn't kind of make excuses for it or double talk about it. Maybe that's why, I don't know. But he does a really nice job of distancing himself and his work from Led Zeppelin without ever seeming to disrespect the Led Zeppelin or without ever seeming to distance himself personally from Led Zeppelin, you know? It's an interesting thing. And I think these two albums make an interesting comparison because they're neither anything like Led Zeppelin, and people are deeply disappointed in Robert Plant, and nobody cares about this John Paul Jones album. And maybe in a large way because I never went out and spent $40 on the LP with the CD inside that I'm never going to open of this album. I kind of got suckered into, I feel like I got suckered into doing that one on the Plant, although, I mean, Free Will and all that. If you can find it online, probably YouTube has it incomplete. If you can't find it online, give it a listen. It's worth it. It's worth to hear what John Paul Jones was doing 20 years ago. And especially if you've heard his stuff with Minibus Pimps and Super Silent. Is that what they're called? Which is completely off the end of the diving board, avant-garde. And this is something in between the two. It has touches of Zeppelin to it, and it has touches of Super Silent to it. And so it's an interesting transition. It's interesting where his mind is transitioning to this other type of music. So I think that's High Tank. Yeah, it's an interesting album, and it's an interesting dichotomy between them. I mean, Zumba or any of Jones's kind of other solo stuff really isn't very Zeppelin-y. Often instrumental, often, and I'm not nuts on, I don't like them very much. I have picked up, certainly picked up, not Zumba, the other solo album. Certainly picked that up. I found it somewhere for about $6 and thought, oh, okay, I'll get it. But I knew what I was getting too. So it's no, you know. And I almost got it because I have this podcast, and sooner or later I'm going to have to talk about it, so I might as well have a copy, you know. But it's there and it sits in my car, and I'll throw it in once in a while. But yeah, I don't like his solo work very much either. I don't care that I don't like his solo work. It's never seemed to matter. And I know a lot of the fans love some of his solo stuff, love Zumba. It does growl and it is heavy. The interesting thing is the heavy, heavy, heavy side of Led Zeppelin was never my appeal. So that may be why I'm not nuts on. But yeah, with Robert Plant, there's kind of an element of disappointment in what he's doing and the way he's doing it. I think it's got more to do with the way he's doing it. The things he says in interviews, the way he takes Led Zeppelin songs, plays them in concert, but he changes them so they sound like his new songs. So I'm going, I don't like these new songs, but oh, thank God he's playing Black. Oh, wait, what's he doing with Black Dog? I think that hurts him probably as much as anything. It'd be nice if he just, at this stage, drop the Led Zeppelin stuff. Say, screw it, I'm not playing it anymore. Come or don't come, you're not getting Led Zeppelin. And be willing not to charge $200 for a ticket and be willing not to play 3,000 seat places. And that's what would happen. That's what would happen. Ask John Paul Jones and Diamond Agalas how that works. But it I don't know. Maybe it just has more integrity to it. But anyway, I think I've beat this horse to death. Bottom line is, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar is for me not a buy. Don't do it. Save your money. The Sporting Life, Diamond Agalas, John Paul Jones. Don't really do it. Don't do it. It probably would be hard to find at this stage anyway. Worth a listen, not worth a buy. And iTunes Festival, it's free online. It's there. Definitely go watch. If you're a Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant fan, definitely go watch it. If you only make it to No Quarter, you only make it to No Quarter. It didn't cost you any money. Come on, you've watched worse things on TV this week, right? Right? Haven't you? I haven't, actually. I don't watch much TV. But, it's better than some reality show. So I don't have the link where to find it. Maybe I'll try to find it. I think I have, it's around somewhere. I'll post it on the Facebook page or something. Or maybe if one of you guys have it, you can post it on the Facebook page. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to leave it there. I didn't go off on a complete nutter rant, although I wouldn't say I... I wouldn't say I didn't get there. I just didn't go off completely off the handle. That is it for Ramblin' Radio, Episode 71. I got through it alive. Check RamblinRadio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google+, Ramble On Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. Do not forget to leave a review. It helps with the placement. Listen on Spreaker. Be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. It helps with the placement. And check it out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. Hey, YouTube guys, we got through the whole video. Still running. Thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, Episode 71. Keep it cooling, babies.
Switch off the internet.